So thank you all very much. Thank you for coming along. My name's Jeremy Bennett. I'm Chief Executive of Embecosm. But Embecosm is an engineering-heavy company. We only have one full-time non-engineer in the whole company, and it's not me. So I actually am a working engineer as well as running the company. And we develop open source, mostly compiler tool chains, but we also have some open source AI, and we also have some open source operating system stuff. And because most of what we do is pre-silicon, we do an awful lot of open source silicon chip modeling. But I'm also here with another hat on, which is that I am chair of the Open Hardware Group's Software Task Group. So I'm responsible for all the software developed for the Open Hardware Group, and I'll talk a bit more about them in a bit. And this talk is part technical, but it's partly about the actual practical side of how we go about developing complex software for an open architecture like RISC-V. So let's tell you a bit about the Open Hardware Group. So it's a not-for-profit, it's a member-driven collaboration, and it's a mixture of industry, companies like mine, some big companies that you will recognize, NXP as a member, for example. It's a mixed, it has academics, so quite a few universities are members and part of it. And it also has individual members. You can contribute as an individual, and we have a number of, some of the work I'm going to talk about has been just done by people who are individual members. Okay? And the goal is high quality, and that high quality is the key thing, open source hardware development. The sort of open source hardware that you can put in a commercial chip and be confident you can send it off to be fabricated. Okay? So it's collaborative and it's open. It's an open development model. So all these things are open to all. Okay? Now, the organization's the Open Hardware Group, but its cores are known as Core-V or Core-V. Okay? So we have a huge family of processors. I'll talk about them a bit. Everything from the smallest RISC-V 32 to the biggest RISC-V 64 designs. And these are standard RISC-V cores, but with some custom ISA extensions for RISC-V. The Chief Executive is Rick O'Connor, and those of you who have been around for a few years will remember Rick because he was the first Chief Executive of RISC-V International. And he's moved from the open source specification world to actually delivering real silicon IP. Let's look at the ancestry. So Open Hardware Group grows out of an academic industry project called the Parallel Ultra Low Power Processor Project, PULP. And that was a collaboration originally between ETH Zurich, the University of Bologna, and STMicroelectronics. STMicroelectronics no longer active in it, and it predates RISC-V. The first part of PULP was done with OpenRISC. But for the last many years, it's been a RISC-V project. And the idea is to get very, very low power multi-core systems. Okay? So that's where we come from. And the cores started off as these academic